Good morning. What a nice looking group of young people we have.
I'm really enjoying seeing young people more in our church.
Heidi and Kristen were getting kind of lonely.
My story starts kind of back when I was six. Who here is six? Anybody? Aaron, how old are you? You're seven. So I was younger than Aaron. And Bianca, you are seven too, aren't you? Yes, I was a year younger than you two when I first went to an Adventist church. My mom decided to join the Adventist church, and in doing so, she sent my sister and I to a Seventh-day Adventist Christian school there. That was a long time ago. But we started learning stories I had never heard before. One Bible story after another, starting with Lucifer up in heaven with God, and then the fall of Lucifer and the creation of Adam and Eve and Noah in his ark. And one of the stories that soon became my favorite of the Old Testament stories was the story of Jacob. How many here are real familiar with the story of Jacob? Well, some of the points that I really like about the story of Jacob, well, I'll just tell you, just to kind of refresh your memory. Jacob deceived his father. He basically stole from his brother, and he, in a very large way, disappointed God. Now, his brother was so angry, he said he was going to kill him. In running for his life, he was so distraught that when he lay down to rest finally, in the middle of the night probably, he cried, "Oh God, I have turned against you. I have broken the rules, and I don't think I will ever be acceptable to you again." And he got a stone, put it down for his pillow, and he went to sleep. Now, I don't know how he went to sleep on such a night, away from his family, in the dark, in the cold, where there were dangers, and thinking that he would be forever cast away from God. But nevertheless, he did sleep. And God sent him the vision of a ladder reaching from earth to heaven with angels going up and down this ladder. And God basically said to him, "I will be with you and I will bring you again into this land where you are leaving your family behind." Now, when Jacob woke up from his dream, what do you suppose he thought? Do you think he was glad? He was afraid God would just not have anything to do with him after what he did. But God chose to forgive him and accept him and promised to not only be with him, but to bring him back. And so he started praising God, and he set that rock up as a pillar. And he made a promise. He said, "Since God will indeed be with me and protect me on this journey, and since he will provide me with food and clothing, and I will return safely to my father's home, then the Lord will certainly be my God. And this memorial pillar I have set up, and it will become a place for worshiping God. And I will present to God a tenth of everything he gives." And this is kind of where the other half of my story comes in. A tenth of everything he earned, he was going to give to God. Now, why was he doing that? Was he doing that to earn God's favor? Was he doing that to earn God's blessings? Why was he doing it then? Was he so thankful that God accepted him and that God promised to be with him? Yes, it was. Well, I learned that story, and it made a big impression on me. And I remember going home, and with my sister and I, every few dollars we would get, we would put our dimes into a little yogurt container, and we would save those for Sabbath and take our tithe to church on Sabbath. Well, when I got older, I went away to academy, and I enjoy music. I've always enjoyed music, and I was interested in having a guitar. And one of the teachers that was there was a teacher of music, and she came to me one day, and she said, "Jerry, there is a guitar that would be perfect for you." And I thought to myself, wow, she must know what she's talking about. I've got to see this guitar. She said, "It is only $75. You know, I'd love to show you this guitar too, but apparently I was playing it recently at home and forgot to put it in my case. But it is a beautiful guitar." And so I saw that and I just fell in love with it right away. And to myself, I thought, oh, let's see. Now I've got $65. All I need is 10 more dollars. Well, if I set tithe aside. And I could have my guitar, because it's $75. Well, my birthday was coming up, and I got, I think it was a $10 bill from someone. And I thought, this is just perfect. Now I can go and get my guitar. But there was this little voice inside my head saying, but Jerry, you didn't pay tithe on that. Oh, God, I'm going to be making music for you. Would you really expect that of me? And oh, I labored with that. All week I labored with that. Meanwhile, I heard someone else wanted my guitar. Thought, oh, this can't happen. What am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you, my conscience bothered me so much that when Sabbath came, I took my tithe and I put it in the offering, and I thought to myself, that other person is going to get my guitar. But you know, mail comes on the Sabbath. And in the mail that day, I received more than enough money to buy that guitar. And so I was able to get that. Do you know, God said in Malachi, if you will bring tithe, the 10% of all you earn, into the storehouse, he says, I will open the windows of heaven for you, and I will pour out such a blessing so great that you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it, he said. Put me to the test. And you know, he always does keep his promises. So thank you for listening so quietly.